This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, June 23, written by Kurt Sellis. Holy Spirit, Convictor of Sin. From John 16. When He comes, He will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. No one wants to stand in court and hear the words, "Guilty as charged," spoken to them. No one wants to be convicted. And yet convicting, or proving guilty, is one of the most important tasks of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit convicts us of our sins. Although we know in our hearts that we rebel against God, we often have a hard time admitting our sin. Unless the Holy Spirit works in our hearts, we don't fully know or utter unworthiness before God. The good news is that after He has convicted us, the Holy Spirit plants faith in our hearts to recognize Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. Jesus indicates that the Spirit's convicting work focuses not just on believers, but also on the world. The powers, the principalities, the systems, the cultures, the governments of this world are also in rebellion against God. And the Spirit is in the world convicting rebels of their rebellion. So there's good news and bad news in the work of the Spirit. The good news is that the Holy Spirit is at work in us and in the world, and that through a change of heart, people can be renewed. People come to know Jesus through this convicting work. The bad news, sadly, is that people who continue to reject the Holy Spirit ultimately remain under God's judgment. In what ways do you sense the Holy Spirit working in you? Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, convict us of our sin and rebellion against God, so that we may be saved in Christ to live fully in love and service to God in His world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.